sure enough, I did at first recess. I got pegged in the head by a big red ball and stung in my head hung. Back to class with a bloody nose, and soon it was lunchtime. Mom said I should ask about how poor kids could get fed. So I got a book of tickets and a schedule, and it read Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. All the kids would line up super early just to eat. Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. We always give a salad and a side of cold green tea. Hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day. I miss pizza day, the best day of the week.
Shimmy, shimmy, rock it, pick it up. Well, here we go again.
Well, I remember my first day in junior high. I had hairspray in my hair and my pants were way too tight. And all the breakers and new waivers and the rockers and the preps would all be in their places on the front lawn or the steps. I hung out with some punker kids who used to make me laugh.
Oi.
Got thrown in the dumpster by some rich kids near the cap. As time went on, we figured out it was totally uncool to eat the welfare lunch provided by the school. So in poser bunker fashion, we just mooched off all the kids and lived off eating candy bars and bags of nacho chips. Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. We always came with salad and a side of broken beans. Hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day. I miss pizza day, the best day of the week.
101 LAUSD, Los Angeles. OCUSD 292. These are the voices that bring the kids together. These are the voices of modern school industry.
Well, now I'm out of school and I don't have a job.
You're a slob.
I just sit around all sweaty and lethargic, and I'm just thinking about where it all went wrong. Why I can't concentrate on anything but reruns. I wish I had some more stability, and I wish I had somebody making lunch for me. I guess I miss the simple things in life, the thought of pizza day. I thought it stupid then, but I wish it had it now. I miss my Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. It always came with salad and a side of cold green beans. Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. It always came with salad and a side of cold green beans. Hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day. Hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day. I miss pizza day.
The week, says Michael Jackson of Encino, California. When he's not at his little theme park, he's eating pizza with the kids. Oh boy, Moonwalker's back. Have a slice, buddy. Take off your glove first. You'll enjoy it more. Whoa, Impa Tiger. Wow.
Hi. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sunday afternoon, here on 101.5 UMFM. My name is Skippy.
And I'm Chelsea, and you are listening to What's the Narrative? Which today, it's food, if you didn't figure that out yet.
Yeah, well, pizza day.
Pizza day would be a good day. That was yesterday. I had pizza yesterday. It was a good time.
All right, there we go. Yeah, you're listening to What's the Narrative on 101.5 UMFM. Sorry, pressing buttons, getting everywhere. Started with the Aquabats and Pizza Day. Food. Well, it was pretty easy to find a lot of food. I think we had to take it back a notch.
We did. I thought it would be a lot harder than it was. Like, I started this playlist kind of as a joke and then sent it to you, and then it kind of just went from there. It snowballed a little.
Then at the end of last week's show, I was like, what are we going to do this week? Well, we already did food. Let's do that.
Yeah.
So here we are. And yeah, I've got it's going to be a little bit silly, I think. Because you can't, can't have songs about food without being a little silly, or at least feeling that way.
Definitely.
No, we were talking off the air. Pizza Day was not a thing in the school when I was younger.
That's so crazy.
It was hot dog day. It was all about the hot dogs.
Well, you guys still had pizza, though.
No, they never
pizza orders. Was a thing.
Yeah, but hot dogs were cheaper. So that's
hot dogs were
had.
Still delicious. So, I mean, I don't blame you.
So, yeah, I'm trying to think what else it was. It was mostly hot dogs and orange drink.
Oh, orange drink.
The McDonald's orange drink.
Yeah.
Oh,
ours was the chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. I think that might have been available, but I was like,
yeah,
I could get that at home. I wanted the orange drink.
We had this a milk program where your parents could send you with money every month and you could get chocolate milk with your lunches. I never did, but you know, I was pretty envious.
So chocolate milk, instead of regular milk, or?
Well, no, we just didn't get a program where, hey, parents, if you want your kids to have some milk with their lunch, get in all that calcium, then give us some money and we'll give your kid milk every day.
Calcium, that's a good segue to our next song called Grilled Cheese. You've got this in your head.
I love it.
Grilled cheese was one of my favorites growing up. And it was, there were different ways to do it. You could do it on the frying pan, but we had a waffle maker. I used to make grilled cheese in the waffle maker.
That sounds awesome.
And it used to squeeze out and burn. And yeah. So you had little crispy cheese.
Little crispy bits.
Crispy bits. The Cherry Glazer.
Yep.
From an album called Axel Princess.
Yep.
Where did you find this? Just
in the ether.
In the ether.
Good old CanCon.
This is Grilled Cheese on WTN's Food Narrative 101.5.
UMFM.
Put on the lid. on shortening bread.
For the 90s from my buddies the Descendants.
Welcome to Arena Central. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I want.
Whales for with that? Why don't we listen to that one again, huh?
Welcome to Arena Central.
May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I want.
You want
whales for
with that?
A bunch of the Descendants.
The songs are so quick. I love the Descendants, but it's just like snap your fingers and they're on to the next song.
Yeah, they're not wasting any time.
We heard
Wiener Schnitzel, and then I Like Food, and then No Fat Burger.
Wiener Schnitzel and I Like Food were from Sombre, and what album was No Fat Burger was?
Hypercaffeum Spazinate. That is the name.
I don't think I actually have that album. I need to get that one.
Before them, we had The Cramps and Shortening Bread off of Stay Sick. And before that, Grilled Cheese, Cherry Glazer.
Oh, so far, food is doing really well.
Yeah.
I'm making me hungry, actually. I want to take it to little kids' album set.
No, Bare Naked Ladies?
I got a couple of Bare Naked Ladies and the Terrible Twos. You know who the Terrible Twos are?
I have no idea.
They're the Get Up Kids.
Oh, okay.
And then they recorded a couple of albums as the Terrible Twos, which are all kid-themed.
Interesting.
Not all food songs, but...
Right.
That's one way to get kids involved into music is involve food in some way.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I know of the Bare Naked Ladies kids album. I think I've heard it once.
Snack time,
but
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't give it a second listen, but I think I have to after
you put it on your playlist and you didn't even listen to it?
No, I did listen to it, but not the whole album.
Oh, right, but you just didn't like it?
I don't remember it. It was just, I think at the time, it was just, oh, as a kid's album, throw it off. Oh, Terrible Twos did it. I was like, I don't know. I just
Skippy.
There's too much music out there to ingest all at once, so give me a break.
All the excuses.
This is from it's the title track to the Bare Naked Ladies.
Snack time. It's actually a really catchy album for any adults out there. It's
like me. Like
It is sillier and more kid friendly. Obviously, it's geared towards kids, but it's still worth a listen if you like the Bare Naked Ladies.
I think the time this album came out was also when what's his name got caught with the drugs and got kicked out of the band. I forget his name. Steve, was it?
Yeah,
Steven?
Yeah.
Steven Page?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I remembered it. Yeah, it's like, well, we can't have any drug use while we're putting out a kid's album.
Yeah, that would definitely put a damper on things.
This is Bare Naked Ladies Snack Time, continuing our food theme. 101.5
UMFM.
I wake up in the morning, I go to sleep at night, but a day without snack time, that just isn't right. Oh, snack time. Oh, snack time. How I love the vision of people everywhere in harmony together, and each one has their share. At snack time. Oh, snack time.
Snack time. Snack time. Snack time. Snack time.
Talk about snack time.
Snack time. Snack time. Snack time. Snack time.
Oh, snack time.
I'm Getty. I love barbecue potato chips.
Hi, I'm Jonah, and I like marshmallows.
Hi, I'm Harlan, and I love blueberry pie.
My name is Finn, and I like crackers.
Hi, I'm Lyle, and I like watermelon.
Hi, my name is Hazel. My favorite snack is Nori.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I love chocolate.
I'm Ben, and my favorite snack is a 3-pound lobster.
Hi, my name's Martin, and I like olives.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and I like salt and vinegar chips.
Hi, this is David, and my favorite snack is Sembet, Japanese rice crackers.
Hi, I'm Jason, and I like macaroni and cheese.
Hi, I'm Martin, and I like popcorn.
Hi, I'm Gord, and I like peanut butter and crackers.
Hello, my name is Isaac, and I like ice cream.
Hi, this is Bob Olson. My favorite snack is pickled eggs.
Hi, my name's Millie, and my favorite snack is cheesy.
Hi, I'm Al, and I like honey roasted peanuts.
Hi, I'm Lyle, and I like jelly beans.
Hi, I'm Janine, and I like microwaved chocolate donuts. That's what I like.
Hello, I am Zig95, and I like microwave chips.
Hello, I'm Gordon Lightfoot, and my favorite snack is pasta.
Snack time. Oh, snack time. Oh, snack time.
Working on my night cheese.
Jack, do you know what time it is? I was sound asleep.
I heard you singing Night Cheese.
Mama put the popcorn kernels.
noodles in the pot. She turned up the heat, now the pot is getting hot. And then those popcorn kernels start to pop, 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 pop.
Distinct vocals from very Get Up Kids, but as the Terrible Twos from I think it's their second kids album called If You Ever See an Owl and Pizza and Chocolate Milk. When you're a kid, you always want to eat the you know, the most obscure combinations of
things.
I feel
like pizza and chocolate milk isn't that weird. As we were talking about earlier, pizza day and getting the chocolate milk at school, it, like, that chocolate milk thing happened every day. So we would often have pizza and chocolate milk.
I guess I don't put the two together.
Not a weird combo.
I don't know. Milk was always a breakfast thing. That's why.
That would make sense.
That little kid set also had some bare naked ladies and popcorn. And I just love the rifling of the pop, 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 popping of the popcorn in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And Snack Time, the title track, which...
Speaking of which...
Had Gordon Lightfoot. I loved it.
Yeah. Pasta is not a snack, Gordon. It's not... You can think of something better. You're old. Come on.
What about the kid who liked the 3-pound lobster?
I'm okay with that.
As a snack?
For a kid? Yeah.
All right.
Gordon Lightfoot had the time to think of something better.
And we've got a kid listening whose favorite food is...
Yeah, we have Mark. Mark let us know that his favorite snack is Pizza Pops, but also macaroni and cheese. So thanks for listening, Mark.
You can put those things together. My wife likes... Pizza Pops and macaroni cheese together. I know for a fact.
Like, does she put mac and cheese inside the Pizza Pops? They should do that. They should so do that.
I know they put poutine in a Pizza Pop, and that was kind of...
That sounds like such a stoner snack. I want a Pizza Pop, but I also want poutine.
I tried it, and it was like, these things too... These things do not mix. They do not mix. I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Now, we got to do the obligatory Weird Al.
Yes, of
there
course.
There were so many to pick from, but I mean, he put out an album that was called Food. It was the greatest hits of a collection of... I almost picked Lasagna, which was La Bamba. But I had to go with R.E.M. because I don't like R.E.M. very much. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But then when Weird Al does his version, this is R.E.M. Stand as Spam. Because Spam's
spam,
awesome.
Spam.
101.5.
UMFM.
So much for what?
The bagels. You dropped them on the floor.
They're called bagels.
I lived in New York, Troy. I know what a bagel is.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
You say bagel wrong.
I say it the same as you.
Say it again.
Bagel. Can we just keep studying?
Thank you.
How long have those hot dogs been there?
Oh, those aren't hot dogs. After 6 hours in the machine, we have to call them wizard fingers.
I am so tired. Did you say wizard fingers?
I did. Wizard fingers. It's like when a grape becomes a raisin. And after 6 more hours, we have to call them meat straws.
I'll take 2.
And I'll take 4 of those wizard fingers.
You want 1 more? Make it a fist.
Fist me.
The trip.
Yeah. Fashion show. Hey, Greg, get ready. Put on some of that thump thump music of yours, huh?
Now, I don't want to grow up, shown up, because the world's gonna be blown up. But hold up, now if the world's gonna be blown up, then that's a grown folk problem. I don't want to grow up, but I'm a grown one. I'm even losing hair. Still play with toys, I catch sexual stares from the females. They want the details of how my heat feels when I put it on your strap on your seatbelts. Back to reality, I feel like a kid on Halloween getting celery sticks. When all I want is a Kit Kat, give me a break, a head fake, and a jump shot mystery. I'm miserable, I'm out of my mind, I'm out of my space, ahead of my time, get out of my face. I've something to say to you. I'm the K to the Y to the P to the R to the I to the O to the S and true. Hit me on the summer day, the sun is hot, hey. Turn away of the rays and the sun on my face. What a day to run away on a Sunday. Slip away in the shade. Yes. Yes. And the drums go boom, boom, bap. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Well, I'm a cancer and a man with many questions and a very few Allen Iversons. And I have been incapable of taking over. No, I'm not in the army, but yes, I'm a soldier. Don't drink cream soda, don't think things over. Dorito on my arm, I mean a chip on my shoulder. Sometimes that chip become a crack in the ice. I might fall through, but I won't call you. From the rainy city of the Lions Gate, where the days are great. Got my own wit and I'm sharper than a razor blade. When I say all I need to say and the pay is made, Kibrios, a comet will gracefully fade away. In the autumn summer day, the sun is hot, hey. Turn away of the rays and the sun on my face. What a day to run away on a Sunday. Slip away in the shade. In the autumn summer day, the sun is hot, hey. Turn away of the rays and the sun on my face. What a day to run away on a Sunday. Slip away in the shade. I don't snort cocaine, I'd rather eat some Cocoa Puffs or coconut. Nuts from Kokomo with cocoa butter on my nuts with Yoko Ono. Ono Yoko Pocahontas down with me. Like Paul told John, I'll just let it be. Let it be, let it be, just my verbal poetry. Trapped in your brain cells like I'm just set you free. Free your mind, you're beautiful. Got a better competitor and the edible elements of intelligence. Now I don't care if the sun comes out today, hey. I'ma still go away. But if that sun decides to show his face, I'll race it to the moonlight. I race it to the moonlight. I race it to the moonlight. Hit me on the summer day, the sun is hot, hey. Turn away of the rays and the sun on my face. What a day to run away on a Sunday. Slip away in the shade.
I'm going to take this thing to my workshop and do a little bit of investigating. Do not let that thing out of your sight. It looks harmless now, but it could grow into something dangerous.
Like the Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, good one, Jerry. 2003 just called. It wants its easy target back.
Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to. I know about these things because I've been through it. We invite you now to listen, and we wish you every success.
However, as a beginner, it's best to just kill everyone as fast as you can by using the pump button.
But edible wrappers could actually beef up your next meal.
You would only want to use the wraps where there was no food associated with the use of the wrap. So some potential uses include wrapping bulk packed in a larger package. And in that case, the wrap would actually form into a sauce when you cooked your meat. There's also been interest in development of using the wrap and then actually rip up the wrap and consume it that way the next day.
It's hoped edible wrappers will do a couple of things. Create a new demand for produce, stop throwing out as much garbage as they do, and eat more chitlins.
Well, anyway, you may be saying about now, how in the world does that old fella eat all of that crazy stuff and not get sick to his stomach? Well, don't worry about that. You see, whenever I make a pig of myself on the fillet or the pudding or something, I mix up some herbs and I come up with a dandy glass of this bicarbonate of fig leaf. That'll set me free, I'll tell you.
Edible wrappers may be in grocery stores, are seen as snacks from there. You've heard of good to the last drop? Well, your food could soon be good to the last bite.
That was loud. Okay, got to you, huh?
So much.
Here's an interesting note. Artificial colors in yellows or reds. Let's focus on the red. In addition to FDNC Red number 40, the FDA has approved certain food coloring additives. Some are actually
poison.
If you aren't sure of the additives or colorings in the products you purchase,
leave it alone. Poison. That's right.
I think that about covers all of the natural foods out here. Now then, I have to go. Take my dessert here. I have to go. I'm conducting a cooking class today. Good health to you all. Over this way. Quick out!
I left it here.
All right, Pops. Still feel like charging me for that meal?
One look at his featureless face. One look was enough to ensure his safety. As years passed, he became even more bitter and angry, burning with vengeance against the world. Finally, amidst hidden scrolls, he found what he'd been seeking. Then, clothed in a suit of invulnerable armor and possessing the world's greatest secrets of science and magic, he returned to his homeland. And there he has remained, scheming, dreaming, planning, plotting his mad campaign to conquer the entire world.
I can't believe it!
All right! Don't make a big deal about it!
I warn you, Doom, you've gone too far.
Yeah!
Do it, Doom. Get your machine.
MF Doom and a little bicarbonate.
Fig leaf bicarbonate. And then before that, gumbo.
From a great album called Food. I don't know. MF Doom's a big fan of mine. And the pro from Dover loves MF Doom as well. He's the one who got me hooked on him. An amazing rapper, but also, like, for me personally, an amazing producer. I love his samples and beats, and that album especially is just an amalgamation of everything.
Yeah, it's pulls from a lot of different sources.
And before that, we had some
Emperor's Main Course,
yes,
Kid Koala,
which was loosely food related for me, anyways. It's like I imagine the Asian speaking as sort of like a sample of you know, some Asian restaurant or something. I don't know. You have to have an imagination sometimes.
I really like for someone to tell us what they're really saying.
Could be some clip from some Asian cinema, or they're blackmailing each other or something.
Yeah, it could be something like completely opposite. And then before that, Kyprios with Sunny Sad Eggs off of 12/12. Pew pew pew. Let's order a pizza.
There's a K in there, so it's not
there
pew.
Is.
It's
Q. in brackets, gunshots. So you're supposed to say it as in like pew, pew, pew.
Sort of the onomatopoeia band. Like,
sure.
What's the one with the three exclamation marks there?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the actual band. It's three exclamation marks and exclamation
marks. And that's how it's said?
That's how you say it.
Interesting.
Also, sometimes they're written out as tick, tick, tick. Or,
Before that, Save Ferris, Spam, and Weird Al, Spam.
Gotta have a Spam set.
Spam, Spam, Sausage, Eggs, and Spam.
There's surprisingly a lot of good songs about Spam, I think.
I agree.
We're almost out of time, but we've got one last little set here. Mm-hmm. The Avalanches. My favorite album of the year.
Yes.
Last year was Wildflower.
It was a really, really good album.
But not your favorite.
Not my favorite of the year. I had a lot of favorites, but The Noisy Eater. I'm really excited. Like, this was one of the standout songs on the CD for me. Like, I heard this and I was like, dang, I gotta listen to this again.
What, not our theme song? That wasn't the standout?
No, I listened to that one a million times, but this one is like, it's so much more fun. If that makes sense.
It does.
It does make sense. Listen to the song, you'll understand.
This is What's the Narrative, and our narrative is food. What's the Narrative? Right. The
yep.
Avalanches, 101.5.
UMFM.
Everybody get up. Once upon a time, I was a noisy eater.
I'm hungry, I want something to eat. Something with a crunch and very sweet. Just woke up so you know the scenario. I'm craving cereal like Cheerio. Maybe Frosted Flakes, I might munch. But what popped in my mind is Captain Crunch. So I went to the kitchen to fix my choice. In my stomach, I heard a voice that said, please feed me, my tank is on empty. I'm seeing things, so please don't tempt me. So I said, okay, and got my bowl. Got my milk and cereal, make sure it was cold. Sat down at the table and said my grace. Because I knew what's about to take place. Yum, yum, eat them up, my belly said. The crunch was so loud, everybody jumped out their bed. Now it's lunchtime and I'm hungry again. I don't know where I should begin. Maybe I'll get some super salmon. That's good. I don't want no chicken. It tastes like wood. But I have to have some chips. What's a crunch show? You can hear me go munch, munch, munch. Some old lady tap me on the shoulder out of a crowd and say, quiet down, man. You punch it too loud.
Took me my whole life to realize it, but I love barbecuing.
You're good at it, Rick.
Watch me, baby. I'm like Tom Cruise from Cuisine or whatever that movie's called where he makes drinks. Yeah, check me out. I'm like Tom Cruise from Cuisine. Yeah. Is that what it's called? Cuisine?
in you. I saw it when I came in. Listen, your daddy. Crackless cook from a fresh killed hog with the hair shaved off his hide. Riverbank pork salad soaked in vinegar with green onions on the side. Barbecue spare rib chicken and dumplings and legs from a dozen frogs. You eat all you want but save the scraps, cause you can always feed them to your soul dog. Soul food. Good soul food. Soul food. Listen here. Fresh fillets of a Shelbyville catfish and hush puppies by the pound. Alligator sauces mixed with chili peppers that's just been freshly ground. Crawfish patties and wild turkey collar and steam and turnip greens. Eggs and pork brains all scrambled up in foot-long Arkansas pole beans. Soul food. You know I ain't talking about nothing but soul food. Soul food. Play your guitar, Michael. You know, Mike?
Yeah.
The show is a crazy place,
man. Yeah, it's a crazy place.
You know, I come out here all the time.
You come out here all the time?
Yeah, I don't even know where I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I bring all my friends down here.
Yeah, what's the name of this place?
This is Mary's place.
Yeah, Mary's place.
Yeah. I bring my friends, I bring my wife.
Yeah.
Now, when y'all bring somebody else's wife, I ain't got nothing to do with
that. Oh, yeah, you ain't got nothing to do with
that. No, that ain't my business. You
understand?
Yeah. Beans and cornbread, fatback chitlins and genuine pigtail sauce. Possum is good, the first make sure that you ain't eating no gigantic mouse. Moon pie, watermelon, cantaloupe, peppermint, and red and orange soda pop. Soul food is good for the people who has, and also good for the people who have not. Soul food. Good. Soul food. Soul food. Black-eyed peas and cornbread. Chitlins and spaghetti. And coleslaw. Ham hocks and black-eyed peas. If you give me a little flapjack, I'll slide out the door and never come back. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, you realize I ain't got no waiting on you.
They ain't waiting on you.
They ain't waiting on me yet.
Oh, man, let's go.
Been in here an hour and a half and ain't got nothing.
You ain't got nothing. Let's go. Let's go.
That's right. Hey, waitress. Hey, you gonna ever wait on me? I don't have to eat it here at all.
I know what you mean.
Look, let's go down to Josephine's place.
Yeah, let's go.
Now the food might not be as good. Okay. But at least we can get waited on.
Okay,
we can come out with a full stomach.
We ain't got
folks don't have to know what we've been eating, no, we do.
No, they ain't got
no.
Okay. No, wait a minute now.
They don't have to worry about it. We got good food down there. But now this place is all right, man.
Okay. Okay,
that's all right. I'm gonna even get my friends. We gonna leave here.
Okay, we gonna
I come in here with six of us.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, let's go.
Let's go.
We don't have to eat in those places.
We
don't have to stay in. I don't care. Don't make no difference. There it is. Bum, 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 bum. I'm good. Come on, man. Let's go.
Let's go, man. Come on.
Let's go.
Have I told you how much I like Rufus Thomas? He's so much fun. That was from Do the Funky Chicken, and we heard Soul Food.
Soul Food.
I also wanted to get to another track from a different album called Mashed Potatoes, but maybe another day. I also wanted to get to popcorn. How can you not have food without popcorn?
Easily.
I know we
it
had popcorn earlier.
It will
be
stuck in my head forever. I'm going to hate you. Like, I'm going to be pulling into the driveway, parking lot, at home, and I'm going to be...
That's not a bad thing.
Screw you, Skippy.
It's not a bad thing.
I purposely made a point of not hearing this song.
Had to play it once, at least. Anyways, that's it for our narrative today, food. We're still debating about what narrative will be next week.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions, send them our way. We're going to decide later tonight.
You can check out the Facebook page, What's the End, on Facebook, or email us. Our email is on UMFM program grid. Check for What's the Narrative. It's there. It's, yep. I'm drawing a blank on what it is right now.
I'm pretty sure it's WTN at UMFM.com.
Good. We're going to go out with...
Gorillas, super fast jellyfish.
It doesn't sound like food.
They make food references. There's not many of them. Kind of like your Emperor's main course.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
It's a good jam.
Thank you for listening to What's the Narrative. Tune in next week, 4 to 5. My name's Skippy.
And I'm Chelsea.
And bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
This morning, you've got time for a hot home-cooked breakfast. Delicious and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yo, pretty packages of Frosted Delights.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames, they be tasting quite right.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many, no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
That's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you got time for.
Super fast, I come in last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, forever blue. Good night, Prozactor's aluminum, a crucial fun, aluminum. The sea is radioactive, the sea is radioactive.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net, our net worth is set. Ready, go,
well, I see by the clock on a wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
At ease.
Take care.
Stay loose.